There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Happy opening day in Major League Baseball. And a friend of the show, he does an amazing job on MLB Network, calling games as well. Matt Baskirgin, kind enough to join us here on opening day. Good morning, friend. How are you?
Morning, guys. I can't believe it's here. I can't believe it's opening day and it's rainy and miserable in the Northeast as per usual.
Well, and that hence you get a couple of games that are not going to be played today as a result. And Matt's on the Progressive guest line with us here on Thursday morning. You mentioned this to us last time you were on a couple of weeks ago, that you wanted to really be on Dodgers team total overs to begin the year. We saw that one really high scoring game in Korea against the Padres, but now they come back to the States. They get the Cardinals today. Is that a bet that you're going to focus on here to begin the season with LA?
I think it's hard to ignore, especially in this opening series. They're at home. They've got a day start today. The Cardinals staff got better over the winter with the veterans that they added, but I don't know if you can expect the Kyle Gibsons of the world, Lance Lynn's of the world, guys that have been giving up homers as it was, Lynn in particular, to hold down that lineup. I think I mentioned this last time I spoke to you guys. In the history of Major League Baseball, there had been 12 games played where the top three hitters in a team's lineup were all former MVPs. Yeah. And the Dodgers are about to embark on a season where they're going to play, 150-plus like that? Between Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman, you're going to give up a couple homers, and that group is going to probably drive in a handful of runs nightly. So that, first of all, that second game in Korea, the number, their team total was 4.5. That is not coming back again. I don't know that you're going to find a Dodgers 4.5, at least not in the first week of the season. So 5.5 today, I think the Dodgers score at home.
Okay, very good. There is a pitching matchup in that same division that's really good today. It's Logan Webb and Yu Darvish as the Giants get the Padres. And we briefly touched on this again a couple of weeks back with you, but I mean, the Giants right now, I think their ceiling this year, if they all stay healthy and the offense can help out a little bit with this staff, this could be one of those teams that we're talking about come playoff time that could be a force to reckon with. And like, hey, the Braves and Dodgers absolutely would not want to see them come October.
Yeah, they kind of slipped it past the goalie, right? I mean, they got those Boris clients really late in the spring because the market got a little wonky. I think his ask was probably it probably priced those guys into a place where the Giants got some real value. And Soler put him in that group too. Mm-hmm. So Soler, Chapman, Snell at way under value, and the Giants were okay. They were marginally improved with Junhoo Lee, the grandson to the wind guy. But with that other group, and Aaron Hicks had a great spring too, by the way. Yep. I think the Giants are going to be really good. And Logan Webb today, I know it was the Yankees last year. His opening day assignment came in the Bronx, and he struck out a Giants opening day franchise record 12. We were there doing the game, and nobody could believe what they were seeing because Cole struck out like 14. It was ridiculous. I was looking at his strikeout total today. It's 4.5. And his home road splits for Ks per nine are pretty even. Last year, in fact, they were dead even, eight, just over eight on the road, eight at home. But I was looking more over at how Bob Melvin uses his starters on opening day. Is he a guy that's going to leave a little meat on the bone because it's the first of what you hope to be 28 starts, so he's going to cut it off at five innings? Not necessarily the case, because the last 3 years he's had Snell and then Darvish twice, and they've all three guys have gone over 90 pitches. Last year, Snell struck out nine on opening day. The Padres are not a team that strikes out a ton, but I think it's a pretty decent dart throw there that Logan Webb strikes out five or more today.
Yeah, you're seeing 4.5 on him, huh? Wow, all right.
A bet.
Yeah.
We love Melvin, but you know, in your opinion, what can a good manager be worth?
Oh, man, that's such a good question. Is it five wins a year? Is that fair? I mean, anything more than that, you know, I don't know that the manager has a chance to impact game flow that much. It's really vibe. It's really how the guys react to him. And I think it happens after the All-Star break during a pennant push more so than it does now. Everybody's motivated now. Everybody wants to play now. But when a manager loses a clubhouse, quote unquote, I don't think that happens until later in the season. So, yeah. Man, it's a tough number to come up with.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a pretty good number. I might go higher. That was a discussion I know a lot of people brought up when the Cubs got Madden, and then you saw what happened there right away, and they finally ended the drought. Who is the second best team in that division behind the Dodgers? The Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants? I'm high on the Giants like you are, and since we talked, they get the big acquisition of Snell.
You know, you could make a strong case for anybody except the Rockies there, because every one of those teams has added frontline starting pitching. Eduardo Rodriguez being hurt really hurts the Diamondbacks, and I think that was part of their motivation to go get Montgomery on that club-friendly deal. But you know, Cease going to the Padres is a potentially large one. That's four really good starters they're running out there every series, every week. I don't know. That's a coin flip. And maybe if you like a team more than another one, you're going to find value there, because no one's laying minus 550 on the Dodgers to win the NL West for an eighth straight year. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Matt Vasgersian, MLB Network. He's on the Progressive guest line. Do you have any opinion on a team to win the American League Central? I think most people like the Twins. Some people are buying in on the Tigers. What if the Guardians pitching staff stays healthy? And I know this is kind of a big if, but you can say that about a lot of teams. If they can go Bieber, McKenzie, Bibby, and again, the offense here might be a little bit better than last year. Do you buy into the Guardians at all in 2024?
I would buy into the Guardians certainly being in it and keeping it close. The one fear I'd have is if they do fall out of it around the break, or if they struggle around the break, you know, Bieber becomes a trade target. And I need to see more from what they're going to do to score runs. I know they have young guys that haven't clicked yet, but that division's tough. I love the Tigers early. I'm convinced that Torkelson's going to be a star. He started to look and feel like the guy that was a 1-1, you know, in mid-season last year. It kind of clicked for him in June. The most important guy on that roster is Javi Baez. He's been terrible for them the last couple of years. And if he's the player that they paid for, the player from 2016 and 17, they're going to be awfully tough to beat. And if that young pitching stays healthy, Manning, Scooble, Mize, they're going to be pretty good. I think I'm kind of fallen for the Tigers, but I'm an easy guy to fake out because there's a team every year that I fall in love with in the winter that ends up stinking, and I hope it's not them.
What do you think of the Cubs?
Everybody loves Justin Steele. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at it with one eye kind of squinted, like, let's do it for two straight years.
Guy
came out of nowhere last year to be a staff ace, and he was great, not taking anything away. They should be good, though, man. Like, Christopher Morel's a much better player, I think, than people understand. And they got their guy back that they were comfortable with in Bellinger. I still think Rhys Hoskins would have been a better fit there than Milwaukee. But Milwaukee's a team that I think I'd fade. I wonder about that team a lot. Jackson Churio had a nice spring in terms of batting average. But you're going to give the keys to a 20-year-old kid to have 600 plate appearances. Mm-hmm. With a pitching staff that beyond Freddy Peralta does not inspire a lot of confidence. Their closer's hurt. I think the Brewers are going to take a step back this year and with a different messenger too, nothing against Pat Murphy, but you know, Council, and he was part of the secret sauce. They won on the margins in the past without superstar talent, largely because of that guy's brain. And now it's gone. So I feel really skeptical about the Brewers.
Well said. What do you think the pecking order is then? From top to bottom in that division.
I like the Reds a lot. In fact, back to today, I really like the Reds game going over. I'm surprised they're starting Frankie Montas on opening day for two reasons. He's coming off, you know, not pitching in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he had a rotten spring. I'm just really surprised. That's a day game at Great American Small Park. It's not humid there yet, but I don't think it needs to be for the ball to jump around there. I like that game with a lot of runs today. I think the Reds are good. I think somewhere between the Reds and the Cubs is the right answer. Skeptical on the Cardinals pitching staff. The Pirates should be marginally better. And then I think the Brewers are looking up at the rest of the pack, a team that's been, you know, top one or two the last couple of years. They're probably the cellar dweller for me.
Yeah. Last thing for you, because we have like 90 seconds left, and we really appreciate your time today, Matt. The top three in order in the American League West will look like what?
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one.
Surprise you. Yeah, I'm going to surprise you and say Houston, Seattle, Texas. How about that? I like the Mariners a lot. I think that less swing and miss this year. Their pitching staff is really good. Homegrown guys. Castillo goes on opening day, and then their homegrown trio. I really like them. I like Jorge Polanco as an ad for them. I think that's a versatile bat. Less strikeout with Teoscar Hernandez gone. I think they're going to be a lot better than advertised, but Houston's still the cream of the crop there for me, even though the World Series trophy's in Arlington.
Yeah. Do the Rangers miss the playoffs?
No, I don't think so. I think it's between the two guys that are hurt that are going to come back, between Scherzer and DeGrom, one of those guys is going to help them down the stretch, maybe even both. And if that's the case, yes, they're going to miss Jordan Montgomery, but they're good. That lineup's good, and they're going to score runs, and Boch is there. They'll be a playoff team. The Central's so bad that they'll be probably two or three from the West, two or three from the East.
Yeah, there you go. Busy day, obviously, here on opening day for Major League Baseball. Matt, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Happy opening day.
Back at you. There you go. Matt Baskirgin, MLB Network, joined us on the Progressive Guest Line. Love talking to him. Chop around. I'm seeing 4.5s on the Dodgers.
All right.
At some spots. If you like that bet, if you like it. We will get into the Sweet 16 games that we have coming up tonight. The market is 5 points off of a KenPom number, and the team involved 14-2 last 16 games. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
About a gift card at Total Wine.
Hey,
easy piece of cake. So many bottles to choose from. Easy to find your favorites, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love, love what you find. Total Wine and more. Drink responsibly. Be 21. All right, baby, let's go. Sweet 16. So we just had the 15-1 straight up run over the weekend, and Clemson was the only dog that won. You also had double digit favorites 15-2 straight up and 14-3 ATS. Hello, UConn. Can they do it again? And they've covered 8 in a row in the tournament the last 2 years. Could get ugly for the Aztecs. Number one, they're not going to shoot like that ever again, what they did in the first half against Yale. They were the late game Sunday, and now they got to come back and go all the way to Boston, and it'll be all UConn fans today.
So then what is the recipe for the Aztecs here to keep it close? I mean, because they do play excellent defense. I mean, that is what the program has been about now for 20-plus years. They can be physical. What if UConn shoots poorly from downtown? Like they did against Northwestern, will UConn be 26 of 32 from two like they were in that game? Unlikely.
And there's got to be someone in foul trouble, especially like the UConn big guy.
Yeah, I think something like that has to happen. Mm-hmm. At what point are you scared in this game for UConn? What if San Diego State is winning by 8 with like 12 minutes to play?
Well, what do you mean?
You're going to be betting UConn to come back and win the game?
Yeah. No, well, then they're in trouble, yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked by that, but then certainly, yeah.
I mean, that's
I would not bet UConn to come back.
We live and breathe. They are the highest power rated team in the country. They look like they're a machine every time they play, but also, like, this happens a lot. Again, like the 2015 Kentucky team that was undefeated, they were odds on. It was like Kentucky versus the field.
Right.
It's like, okay, and they were so good.
Well, look at this. They're 2-1 to win the thing. They're not even halfway home yet. Yet they're 2-1 to win this.
Yeah. Like I told you yesterday, it was the 14-year anniversary for my wife and me. 14 years ago to the date. It's 6 o'clock at night. Hey, Mitch, time to go. All right. Kentucky was 0 of 20 from downtown against West Virginia. That was the Bledsoe Wall Cousins team. 0 of 20. Like, that can happen to really good teams.
You don't even have to go far that back. Just look what happened last year. You're right. What happened to Houston? What happened to Alabama? You know, if someone that's how important the three-pointer is now, especially in the NBA, but a college, if teams – look at Creighton.
Well,
6 of 26 in the Big East Conf tournament, lost to Providence, and then they come out slow in a couple games, and Akron's making shots. But when it goes in, they look great, and the coach is a genius. When you're missing, you're out, and everyone's a buffoon.
The best example there would be what you said with Miami against Houston.
Yes, again, Miami couldn't miss.
Like, who saw that coming? Everything they put up was going in.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to win a game like that. It doesn't matter how great a defensive team you are. So if that happens in any of these games, I mean, you know, somebody's going to be in trouble.
Okay, so UConn's off to the side. They're so good. The Aztecs still fifth place team in the Mountain West, and it also the props on the line here. The Aztecs have to win to go over the prop with the Mountain West. Same thing with Arizona. in the Pac-12, even though it started 5-0, right? You have the Arizona's got to get it for the Pac-12 right. as well. So put the UConn game to the side. Out of the other three, could you see a blowout?
Sure.
You could?
Sure, I could,
and that
yeah.
would be who? Would you point to Arizona, or do you think maybe Carolina could run away and hide because Bama doesn't defend?
Paul, I honestly think a blowout can come from either side in that game. Because, again, the variance with Alabama, what if Alabama has eight threes in the first half? What if they're just knocking down everything, and Carolina has a couple of guys who can't, they're rimming in and out, and the shots are just not dropping? Like, I think because the total is 173.5, either team here can blow the other one out. So, yes, that game can produce, what's a blowout, 10-plus points?
Yeah.
That one certainly qualifies that.
Yep. And there's with all the props that they have and all the alt numbers, Carolina to win by 11 or more is plus 215.
What's Alabama on an alt?
Alabama minus 3.5 is plus 285. I see. I just think it's staring you right in the face. I mean, this is a hell of a team that's top 10 in defense, and Bama doesn't guard anybody.
No, they're, certainly that red flag sticks out with Alabama and their defense.
I mean, I could go back to the last game. The Carolina opened 2.5 against Michigan State.
I know. And they were down big early.
Yeah, well, that goes, yeah, but that's Michigan State was on fire for 5 minutes, and then that ended, and okay, all she wrote, start the bus.
Like, that's exactly right. I mean, it looked like for the first, 5-10 minutes of that game, Michigan State could not miss. Everything they put up was going in. And you're like, okay, now they have an 8-point lead. Is this for real? And it did not continue. But Michigan State could not miss for an entire game against Mississippi State. And that's why they advanced in the first round.
I do love Oates, though, and this he's great on this. A guy has two fouls early.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He is so smart about that. But, you know, he got a lot to play with.
Sure.
So don't worry about it till the guy gets four. You know, I love how Oates, his philosophy is with guys in early foul trouble. And to me, the most intriguing game of the night is the late game. And I know people are furious, and condolences if you live on the East Coast. The 10-10 local tip. But Illinois and Iowa State, number one offense, number one defense.
Yeah.
And I like Iowa State. I came around on this. And I love Illinois and certainly Shannon. They are fun to watch. But it's, well, okay. You beat Morehead State and Duquesne. You've been great. You've been awesome. And the big guy hasn't missed a shot down low. And you love the inside-outside game. But now you're going against the number one defense and a team that's been also red-hot shooting the ball. Other than the first 5 minutes against Washington State, and the guard play has been fantastic.
Right. So the total, by the way, in this game, in the market, has been sitting at 146. Hey, maybe 146.5. But we'll go consensus here, 146 in this game.
See, I could see anything. I could see a game in the low 60s.
Yeah.
Or I could see, hey, it's...
Well, here's where I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Right? So it's 146. KenPom has a 151.
Really?
So KenPom total here is 5 points higher than the actual market. And you have a team here in Illinois that's 14-2 over last 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
You have a team in Illinois that's 18-3 over last 21 and 22-4 over the last 26. And we've seen what their offense has been like. Now, I get the competition here. It's a major step up tonight, taking on the number one defense in the country. But that is a 5-point difference this time of year. I don't know historically if like that happens very often, top of my head, honestly, but that seems like, because the other numbers are pretty much tight. They're not exactly spot on, but they're not. I didn't really find any other 5-point differences here in the Sweet 16
mm-hmm.
per the KenPom numbers.
You concerned this is going to correct itself now, the 15-1 straight up run? Think some dogs win some games now in the next two nights?
Well, here's the
or
team.
Or does it continue?
Here's a team that nobody wants to talk about Clemson winning this game.
I know. But
they have been awesome the first two spots.
You could get Clemson, North Carolina.
Remember, they were a dog against New Mexico, never in doubt.
Right.
Right? They're a bigger dog against Baylor, and that game was never in doubt until like the final 90 seconds.
Right.
When it almost slipped away. But let's be honest here, for 38 minutes of that game, Clemson was clearly the better side. And the team that, you know, I talk about alt numbers
yep.
covering, like everyone was going to be in play there. And they eventually pulled away then after Baylor missed those two. 83% free throw shooter misses two to tie the game up. Sometimes you have to have the breaks go your way.
Best free throw shooting team in the tournament is Clemson. Keep that in mind if it's tight late.
Well, that would fit into, I mean, can't you see this tomorrow, 24 hours from right now, you're on the air screaming about Tommy Lloyd?
Yeah.
How he botched it yet again?
Look at that total. Arizona 7th in tempo out of tournament teams, but that's a 152.5. Ooh, that's big.
Yeah.
But it goes back to, I guess, you know, if Arizona brings their A game and just see how high they're power rated, how the markets love them. But what can Clemson do? And what Clemson team am I going to get? I'm shocked they're here. I mean, they were blown out by BC and did not play well down the stretch at all coming into the tournament. And they've looked so good. The whole conference has.
Yeah, what would be the nuts for, on this side of the bracket, the Elite Eight?
I want UConn, Illinois, and Carolina, Arizona. Now, what a Saturday that would be. We get LSU,
that'd be good.
LSU, UCLA with the gals, and then the Iowa game. And then that leads into the men, and those would be two fantastic games to go to the Final Four.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong in the East region. I think on paper, it's sexier if we get Illinois, UConn. But I do think Iowa State, UConn could be a battle as well.
They could frustrate them. I could see.
No
doubt. Sure.
They could.
How well they defend and guard, yeah.
What would you want to do with a total in the Arizona-North Carolina game if that's what we get? Well, here you have one tonight. I mean, it's 173.5.
I don't think it's sad. I don't think we get crazy, though, because Alabama doesn't even pretend. They don't even, you know, it's ridiculous what they do. But also the tempo and pace is crazy.
Have you bet that game over yet?
That would, no.
Okay.
I'm just going to be an in-play. Who knows? We might get Grand Canyon Part 2. Maybe it's ugly again.
Maybe Carolina dictates.
Yeah, sure. And you got a top 10 defensive team, though. You're right.
Right. I bet the over in the previous two games with Bama. It's 1-1 so far in the tournament. Yeah. But 173.5 is a massive number here.
No, you made the point earlier. Charleston, no sweat. Easy winner. But Grand Canyon, easy under.
Very easy under.
And that's you're right, where this could be an in-play dream where it's like, you know, take your algorithm and stick it. Like they're not getting to, someone probably won't score 70 in this game.
Well, that's
what you were thinking when you were watching the Grand Canyon game, what it was looking at. So many bottles to choose from, easy to find your favorites, all at the lowest prices over 30 years. Find what you love, love what you find. Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
We're going to do this a little bit early today. In-pocket plays are up next. We'll recap a little bit of last night's betting action and tell you what we're betting today and moving forward here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're on.
Let's stay hot. Vanilla, baby. 2-0 last night. Suns plus 7.5. Didn't need it. Won outright in Denver again. And Seton Hall money line, they won by 100 and blew out UNLV. That opened 3, 3.5, closed 6.5 as they routed the Rebels. The new plays. Happy opening day. Zach Gallen at home. Need I say more? Going against the atrocious Rockies. Gallen run line.
Possible worst team in baseball?
Yeah, you never know. It's in the, National League, yeah. I'll still go with the A's, but that's a lot of bad teams. Diamondbacks minus the 1.5. 76ers to miss the playoffs, 5-1. Tough loss last night.
I've been contemplating that bet for a minute.
Well, they're saying Embiid's coming back late in the year.
Yeah.
But still, what are the minutes we're going to look like? And you're going to probably play Jimmy Butler in the Heat to start. And then, whoops, you lose that. Now your season's on the line. DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls.
How about the Heat lose that game? Then their season's on the line yet again like last year.
And then, like, the Chicago Bulls couldn't beat you? Like, what's... Let's say he comes back with 3 games left in the regular season.
But I wouldn't want to play them.
Well, still, it's like, how many minutes is he going to play? What's his conditioning look like? They're not that good to begin with. He's a great player, but anything can happen in a 1-game scenario. Iowa State money line, minus 120 against Illinois. I'll take the number 1 defense against Illinois.
Okay.
And it comes down to tomorrow, Gonzaga and Purdue. West Coast Conference over 2.5 wins, plus 110. Under 1.5, 1 seeds to make the Final Four. One seed to win the tournament, no even money. Creighton plus 2.5. It's up to 3 now against Tennessee. And South Carolina against the field. South Carolina minus 150. They're in action tomorrow. Sweet 16 game laying. 16? Oh, I think they breeze to the championship.
All righty. On to the plays for today. I'm taking Clemson
there you go.
Minus check that. Plus 7.5 against Arizona. Big number here. Like, I get it. Arizona's number, their numbers are totally elite. They're top 10 in offense and defense. Also have a top 10 pace. So very tricky team to play. Clemson's been great. And I'm a little bit afraid that Arizona's fan base here tonight will completely take over the arena. We were talking about 90-10 Arizona fans, possibly here in LA.
Yep.
So it's going to be tough, but I'll take the points with Clemson. And Major League Baseball today, this Orioles team, I have to add one more bet. I got them almost every which way but loose this year. We'll go run line opening day, Corbin Burns. Don't disappoint Corbin, because he disappointed plenty in Milwaukee the last couple of years. But plus 116 against the Angels, hoping that we can avoid like a Mike Trout home run right away in this game. But I think the Orioles are going to mash all year long.
What'd that Arizona Dayton line open? Was that 10 and was that 11 and it came down to 8, if I recall? Because I thought Dayton was a total fraud. So, and I think Clemson's a lot better than Dayton.
Give me a second here.
Even though I'll be in the minority in that, but I wasn't high on Dayton the entire year and thought they were fugazi. So it's like, if you're laying 8.5 against Dayton, now you're 7, that's what it went off at. And now you're laying 7.5 against Clemson.
It got as high as 10, the way it looks. And then
I think it was 11 far away places.
Was it? Okay, that, moving all over the board.
Okay.
The way it looks. Penning plays. Creighton to win the Midwest, 7-1. Either way this breaks, if they beat Tennessee, it's a tough path, because they have to not only beat the Vols as a dog, then they have to, you know, 2 days later turn around and play either Purdue or Gonzaga. Creighton-Gonzaga, by the way, could be the nuts.
Yeah.
That game could be awesome.
Yeah.
Purdue to make the Elite Eight, minus 130.
I wouldn't have a problem with Marquette-Houston either.
No, that would be
great.
Yeah, yeah. So I also did come back, and I took a little bit on Gonzaga plus the 5.5. I hope to maybe win both those bets tomorrow night. Big East tournament wins over 7.5 plus 110. They're 6-0 so far. I need two more. It looks good, but it is not over yet. Definitely not counting my money with that one. Can't get there. I need two more wins. And UConn, I know laying a big number tonight, but talk to me when it's over with. Big 12 tournament wins under 13.5 minus 125. Again, looks good, but not over. Iowa State would have to play Houston in the national title game for me to lose that bet. And then I took Duke earlier in the week, plus 4.5, minus 118 against Houston. I'm probably going to add Duke money line very shortly. And I don't think Luke got this one in time. One of the bets that I made yesterday when I drove to Arizona to make it was Victor Scott over 28.5 stolen bases, minus 120. Talked about that one earlier in the show. Like, he's going to steal like 50, 60, 70 bags. Or these outfielders for the Cardinals come back, and then he's going to get pushed back down to the minors, and he has like 9 or 10 stolen bases on the year. Paul Stone, listening to the show, friend of the program, has guessed it several times. He's a Cardinals fan. He's followed Scott over the years in minor league ball, and he said it. He was spot on a text, and he said, what you need is Scott to deliver right out of the gates. And that way, even when the guys get healthy, it's not even a decision, basically, for the Cardinals organization. So hopefully tomorrow on the air, we're talking, hey, Scott was 2-for-3 today against the Dodgers. He stole 2 bases. Played great center field.
Yep. Only 2 days left to sign up the VSiN Pro annual subscription. First year, $199 instead of the typical price of $240. Use promo code FTM. Every bet, every host, every guest, the betting splits, the betting systems, the dog videos. It expires tomorrow. Sign up today, promo code FTM. Rest of the year for $199. VSiN.com/subscribe. There we go. Let's stay hot.
Let me mention how the day went yesterday, by the way, because we had a lot of help from the FTM Army.
When
I did this thing for my wife where, again, she doesn't listen to the show, and I was asking people to follow her on Instagram, and I would donate $1 for every follower that she got to a local animal shelter here in Las Vegas. And the response was completely overwhelming. And we got a message or messages from the founder of the organization last night that we donated to. And like the person who helps out is in charge of it. They were completely blown away, but they had no idea it was coming. So it was a huge day for their organization.
Patrick McLaughlin came heavy. Great guy.
Jason Hover.
Yep.
He matched. And a lot of people were obviously going to the website that we tweeted out yesterday. Places called Noah's. So what the deal is here is that it's for domestic abuse survivors who then have a place to stay, but also they can bring their pets that they were with. And I listened, I saw like the video when the police first opened up. It's so sad. The lady who survived the situation where she was abused had dogs, and she said she had to go find help and go to a shelter. But she was also going to, like, if she couldn't bring her dogs with, she was going to commit suicide because she had nothing to live for.
Oh.
But this place started, and she found out about it because she was going to come there as part of the shelter, but also they would take their dogs in as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I think, one of the only places in the country that does this. It's an unbelievable idea.
Okay.
And so anyway, thank you for that. And Lorraine told me last night, and she did find out. I got home like around 9:30 yesterday. She's like, hey, some people told me. I'm like, well, thanks for playing along. I don't know why people had to spoil a surprise.
Very weird
how people had to tell her what was going on.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, she told me last night, no exaggeration, and we've been married for 14 years. And as I said, it's very tough to impress. I don't know how this is going to go, but let's give it a shot. She told me last night it was the best gift I've ever given her. Part of the reason why is because she never saw it coming. Like, it wasn't in her Amazon wish list. You know, it wasn't something she ever talked about. And we love dogs, and so she was like, well, you know me so well at this point that she was blown away by it. So thank you for everybody for playing along yesterday. It went really, really well.
All right. Good job. Great idea.
Thanks.
And a great cause.
Thanks.
Yep.
Today is an awesome day as well. Because they're not. What do you think about baseball, by the way, opening on this day in general?
Nah, it's ridiculous. The people who make these schedules in sports, it just should be drug tested. But what? I mean, I know we had two rainouts, but we don't have a game until 3 Eastern. What they've done all tournament with college basketball, and then the games tonight. I feel, again, the guy.
I gotta tell you,
it's like the guy on the East Coast. It's like, how many times are you gonna do this to me?
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna start the last game in Boston at 10:10, and then tomorrow in Detroit at 10:10. At least it's Friday. But it's like, you know, people have to get up and work.
Can I be honest?
There's got to be a better way.
I think the women's game nailed it. They play games throughout the day.
Yeah.
Weekdays. They're like, we'll start at 11 a.m., whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll go back to back to back to back. They're not going to wait people wait.
I think South Carolina plays at 1 o'clock tomorrow or something.
Well, yeah.
Whatever it
yeah.
was. Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I there's got to be a better way.
I don't understand why, like in March or early April, baseball would want to plan home games for teams in bad weather spots. Right? Like, what? Every game, every team in the West Coast, Florida, Texas, well, domes, they should be opening up
yeah.
at home.
Then you're going against the Sweet 16. I mean, Silver does the right thing. The NBA gets out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 2 games tonight.
That's right.
They don't play when the championship game goes on. I don't think there's any games, hardly anything going on Final Four day. Next Saturday when we're in Scottsdale.
Right.
So, I don't get it.
Up next, longtime Las Vegas bookmaker Nick Bogdanovich is going to join the program. They take a lot of respected money here at Circa. Which side did sharps like right away this week? We'll ask him next on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Never been a better time to have skin in the game. DraftKings Sportsbook, a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. Earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app now. Use code FTM when you sign up. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager now. Code FTM.
Longtime Las Vegas bookmaker Nick Bogdanovich, now here at Circus Sports, joins the program today in studio. Thanks for popping in today, man. How are you?
Love it being in the studio with you guys.
We love having you.
Thanks, Nick.
I can take a guess. If you want to go back to when the games were first, Nick, first posted, on Sunday night leading into these games, the Sharps were on UConn right away? And then what other sides?
Yeah, I mean, obviously UConn. Did UConn get a bye to the finals or what? Is this the easiest trip of all time? I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the first two were autos, and this is semi-auto. I mean, this, San Diego State has to play the game of their life, and Connecticut has to come with like a D-minus for them to win. I mean, they get a play back east, and, you know, I've never seen a trip like this. UConn has got the easiest trip I've ever seen.
Yeah. They got a big break with Auburn going down.
No, no question.
Yep, this is certainly
that was massive.
Monstrous.
Worked out.
I mean,
and then you thought, and we were wrong, I thought Florida Atlantic would give them a game, but they didn't even see. They got the decimated Northwestern club, and then they toyed with them all game.
Yeah, no, it's broke fine for them. So it looks like it's tailor-made for them, but you never know. This is why this tournament's the best. You just never know. All it takes is one bad night out of UConn or one good night out of someone else, and yeah. We might see it when they face Iowa State or Illinois.
So have you seen much buyback then on the other side with the Aztecs around this number where it's at right now?
You know, San Diego State's, I've had them rated lower than the market all year long. I don't think much of this squad at all, other than the fact that they play as hard as anyone in the country. Dutcher's done such a great job with that program, it's scary. Mm-hmm. He makes those kids come in, and they know right away, if you're not busting your hump on the defensive side of the ball, you ain't getting in the game. It's that simple. So they play like savages. But like I said, I don't think they're in the same league as UConn. So I'm praying we get some money at some point on the Aztecs, but there's going to be nothing. But, you know, this tournament, it's been a lot of money for the dogs on the money line. Just
that's what the ticket writers just said.
You always get that, yeah. But I'd say abnormally so this year.
Okay.
So
and the guys at the book just said it's been nothing but San Diego State and Alabama money line.
Yeah, and you're going to see that. I mean, the 10s and 20s for sure. Yeah. But we saw a lot of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bets on the dogs on the money line this year.
So that's why you guys had a decent tournament anyway so far?
Yeah, you know what? The players have definitely won their fair share of games. I'd say we probably won our allotted amount of juice. We didn't have a great tournament by no means, but the players have definitely won their fair share of games.
How is the Purdue-UConn versus the field prop going? And is the action still hot?
Well, it's down right now. I didn't put it right back up. But you know what? The price really hasn't changed much because nothing's really changed. There hasn't been. If you look at what's left, all the high seeds are still there. So the price is still about the same because UConn's been 12 in every game and Purdue's been 12 in every game. So off the top of my head, I'd have to, you know, obviously, it's going to be a little lower because UConn is only 2-1 to win it now. So, it would be a good, you know, I like to see Zach Edey It'd be a feel-good story if Purdue ever got over the hump.
What do you think of the game to start the day with Arizona laying 7.5?
I took 8 with Clemson, if that tells you how I feel. But okay. I've been against Arizona all year long. I've had them rated lower. They could get beat by anyone at any time.
I agree.
Now, granted, their A game is off the charts.
Yeah.
They get rolling. They're tough to beat. And a team with another easy trip. Their first two games were cake, and now they get a Clemson out of nowhere, and they get them in L.A., which is a quasi-home game for Arizona. Arizona's fans are tremendous. They travel so well. I don't know if it's Staples anymore. What is it, Crypto or something?
Yeah. Yep.
That place will be packed with red and blue Arizona fans.
Okay, so based on the numbers and how it was shaping up in this region, right? Arizona was shorter than North Carolina to begin. Even then, at this point, they are. I get the competition here. If we get North Carolina and Arizona in the Elite Eight on Saturday, where would you open that number, and what do you think would happen with it?
Power rating, I'd have like Carolina like 1, 1.5, but I'd probably open a pick. Because it's, like I said, I think you have to give something for Arizona. That place is going to be bonkers, Arizona. So I think dead pick them and let them sort it out. I mean, that is a coin flip game. It'd be a hell of a final.
Yeah.
Really would be. I mean, as much as I want to see Clemson win or I want to see Carolina go down, I always like the upsets. Carolina-Arizona would be a great final.
Does it take away that we don't have the Cinderella left?
I think the best tournaments there ever was is when a Miami-Florida gets through, a George Mason gets through, a St. Peter's gets through. Anytime a team that isn't expected makes a deep run, that's when it's very good. Do we have any left that can be considered?
NC State, Clemson,
are ACC schools.
Yep.
Anytime a Cinderella gets through, it makes the tournament that much more interesting.
What would you make UConn, Illinois?
Well, Illinois is a dangerous team. I mean, Shannon and Domask are as good as 1-2 punches there is in the thing. I'd probably have UConn like 5.5 against Illinois. Illinois can beat UConn.
Okay.
Yeah. Can Iowa State beat UConn?
Iowa State can beat UConn. Iowa State can beat anyone. Look what they did to Houston.
Sure.
Their defense went on is suffocating. They just need to get enough scores. But I don't like the matchup. I think if you – it's funny. Iowa State's the favorite over Illinois. But if you ask me who had a better chance of beating Connecticut, I'd probably say it's Illinois than Iowa State.
Okay. Is Purdue about 2.5 over Tennessee? 3?
Two and a half.
Like
Tennessee's good. I mean, they didn't win the SEC by luck. I mean, this team can play.
That was ugly against Texas, though. But no one could make a shot. You've been doing this since 1985. And you used to run William Hill, and you would have to okay the bets. You say you'd be in the chair all day and what your days were like. In light of the Porter news, and then go back to the Temple story, how many times did it happen that's like, wait a second, red flags, alarms going off, this isn't right. Like, you're trying to bet this amount of money on this particular event or this particular player? How many times did this happen in your career where you would just say, and a guy who would, you know, you were the higher up and calling all the shots about, no, this is nuts here.
Well, without question, the one that jumps off the page was the Arizona State point shaving scandal. I remember I was out behind the counter talking to the young kids when they kept coming up and pounding the game.
Where were you at the time?
I was at Binion's. So
kids who are trying to bet like $300,000 on a game. They didn't know what the number was.
Yeah, I mean, they were betting our limit. I don't know what it was at the time, $5,000. They just kept betting it over and over and over. And that was the first week. And then there was a second game. And then the third game was we knew there was something up. It was just a matter of how bad is this going to be. Because the very last game, I think we opened 10 and it was down as low as 4. And that's when they talked to him. The FBI went in at halftime and talked to him. And then second half, they played it on the square. So, yeah, that was a wild one. But this Porter thing's insane. I mean, but I think it's insane to stick up players who play 5 or 6 minutes, props on them to begin with. So I think that's insane. Mm-hmm. But to take those kind of big kind of bets when you're a known losing player, you're going to get higher and higher limits. But at some point, you have to have the common sense to say this is not kosher.
I got to be honest, I didn't even know the guy was in the NBA.
Neither did I.
I remember him for a minute because at Missouri with his brother, because of his brother, Michael, and he was such a great prospect. But in the NBA, no, I just like, who? What?
Yeah, no, it's a wild story, but then there's been quite a few of those in the last couple weeks, hasn't there?
Yes. The Arizona State thing? Every limit bet, are you then moving the number and they don't care?
Yeah, well, I mean, they did not care. No, they just kept taking it.
It's like the Robert Walker Toledo college football.
It was.
The guy, he goes, hey, the number's 3 points better over here.
I don't care.
Across the street, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, they would come back every 5 minutes or so because they'd go from my place across to the Nugget and down to the Fremont and wherever they could, and they'd circle back and just keep popping away. You know, obviously, we were moving. We wanted to get some money on the other side.
Right. Do they have duffel bags, or what'd they show up with? Right?
We miss Mr. Duffel Bag.
Yeah, what happened to him? What happened?
You know what? All I can assume is he's probably playing back east now that sports betting is legal everywhere. There's no sense to fly out here 3,000 miles.
Yeah. You ever see anything like it? Like $200,000 parlays with the highest spreads on the board?
He'd make a 14 parlay, and his average lay price was 31.5 points.
Yeah. Quickly here, we have like 15. Do you have any opinion on the Houston-Duke game?
I like Duke.
Oh, no.
Same.
I think I bought five. But I would love to see Houston win by 1, 2, or 3. Let's put it that way. I want to see Houston win the game, but my power rating and my gut called for Duke plus
five. Very good. Love talking to you, Nick. Thanks so much for the time today.
Have a great day.
You too. There you go. Nick Bogdanovich here at Circa. Mike Palm will join us up next here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.